All right, turn with me, if you would, to Galatians 1. Galatians chapter 1. Yesterday morning, we recorded a TV broadcast. And it was from this very same chapter, the first five verses. And as I was preaching that broadcast, while I was in the middle of preaching that broadcast, three words in this text really got a hold of me. While I was speaking it, it just really, really hit me. And I want us to look at these three words tonight. It's the first three words of verse 4. Who gave himself? I really entered into that. As that just rolled off of my tongue, I just, who gave himself? My mind immediately went to Ephesians 5. Turn over there with me. Ephesians 5. If we husbands would like to know what we ought to be as husbands, here's our great example. Ephesians 5, verse 25, it says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it." Gave himself. Who gave himself? In that TV broadcast, we broke down those three words. Who gave himself? Who? Just really enter into who. Who? We're talking about the God-man. If the Lord will allow us to, just enter into who we are. Enter into what we are. Just briefly, just get a hold of us and then get a hold of Him. Now we're talking about the God-man. The God-man. We're talking about the spotless one, the absolute sinless one. For God so loved, He gave His only begotten Son. Who? Who gave? Gave. He gave. He freely, willingly, sacrificially, fully, completely gave. That's amazing to me. Gave. There it is. Who gave himself? Not just his things. That would have been amazing had he given his things. The things that he had, but not just the things that he had. Who gave himself? He gave himself as a husband to his bride. Who did he give himself to? Look at Galatians 2. Galatians chapter 2. Verse 20, it says, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." for me. He gave himself for me. How can it be? How can it be that God should love a soul like me? How can that be? He gave himself for us. He gave himself for us. Why did he give himself for us? Look back at Galatians 1. Verse 4 says, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. When you really get a hold of that, Titus 2 says, turn over there, turn over to Titus 2. Titus 2, verse 13, it says, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. He gave himself for our sins, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify us unto himself. That's why he did it. That's what he did. That's who he did it for, and that's why he did it. Now, what I'd like for us to do is enter into what he gave when he gave himself. Who gave himself? What I want us to really just think about for one moment is what he gave when he gave himself. To say that he gave himself, I want us to think about what all was really involved in that. Everything that he gave when he gave himself. And I want to see this in the Word. We're going to turn a little bit, but I want to see it in the Word, all right? We're going to see what he gave when he gave himself. All right, here's the first one. Go to Psalm 86. Psalm 86, verse 1, it says, bow down thine ear, O Lord, and hear me, for I am poor and needy. He gave his ear. Just think about that. He gave his ear. He gave his listening ear, an ear to hear his people. Do you know what a quality it is when someone has the ability to be a listening ear? Psalm 20, verse 1 says to the children of God, it says, this is what it says. And if this is what it says, then this is the absolute truth. It says, the Lord will hear you in the day of trouble. The Lord will hear you. In saying that he gave himself to his people, one of the things that he gave to them was he gave his ear. He has bent his ear specifically to his people. At all times, whenever that moment of trouble is, whenever his child cries out to him, He'll hear you. He has given His ear to His people. They have His ear at all moments of time. Lord, I need You right now. I need You right now. At all moments of time, He's totally, completely given His ear. Turn with me to Psalm 105. Psalm 105, verse 8 says, He hath remembered His covenant forever, the word which He commanded to 1,000 generations. He gave His word, His promise to His people directly from His mouth, the covenant of Himself. I love Hebrews 6, verse 13. That's one of my favorite verses. One of my favorites. It says, when God made His promise to Abraham, the promise of His word, because He could swear by no greater, He swore by Himself. He swore on Himself. He gave His word. Psalm 107, verse 20 says, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. He gave His word. Look with me at Psalm 139. Psalm 139, verse 17, it says, How precious also are Thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I'm still with Thee. He gave His mind. He gave His thoughts. That just strikes me to think that God is sitting in the heavens thinking about sinners, yes. His people, yes. His elect, yes. But to narrow it down close to home, me. David said, my God's in the heavens. What's He doing up there? Whatever He pleases. Well, what does it please Him to do? Think about me. That is amazing. He's given them His thoughts. That is just amazing. He said in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, I know my thoughts toward you. They're thoughts of peace. That's what He gave in Himself, from Himself, something from Himself to His people. He gave His thoughts, thoughts of peace. So He gave His ear in giving Himself. He gave His ear. He gave His word. He gave His mind. He gave His thoughts. Turn with me to Song of Solomon, chapter 4. It's just before Isaiah. Song of Solomon 4. This is Christ speaking to His bride. Verse 9, He said, Thou hast ravished my heart, my sister, my spouse. He gave His heart. When He gave Himself, He gave His heart. He gave the compassion that was in it. We all have compassion in our heart towards something. He gave the compassion that was in His heart to His people, to His sinful, undeserving, unworthy people. He gave the pity that was in it. He gave the mercy that was in it. Mercy was in there. That's why He showed it. It was in His heart to show it. He gave the love that was in it. God commended His love toward us while we were yet sinners. Herein is love, not that we loved Him, but that He loved us. Greater love had no man. When He gave Himself, He gave His heart. Totally gave His heart. Let's go now to Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41, verse 10 says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Verse 13, He said, "For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee." He gave His hand. He gave His hand. That's what you do when you get married. You give your hand in marriage. Well, He gave His hand. When He gave Himself, He gave His ear, He gave His word, He gave His mind, He gave His heart, He gave His love, He gave His hand. This is beautiful to me. It's just beautiful. All right, go with me to Jeremiah 33. Jeremiah 33. While you're turning there, I'll tell you that Jeremiah 23, verse 6, says concerning Christ, it says, "This is His name whereby He shall be called, the Lord our righteousness." That's His name. That is Christ's name. That belongs to Him. You think about that. The Lord our righteousness. That belongs to Him and Him alone. That's His name. All right, look at Jeremiah 33, verse 16. It says, "In those days shall Judah be saved." That's His people. That's His bride. His elect. "In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith she shall be called," His bride, the one He gave Himself to. It says, "She shall be called the Lord our righteousness." He gave His name. He gave His name. When He gave Himself to her, He gave His own name to her. It is truly glorious to think of everything that is involved in Him giving Himself. Everything that He gave when He gave Himself. All right, let's continue. Go with me to Luke 23. Luke 23, verse 46. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. He gave his life. He said, into thy hands I commend my spirit. He gave up his ghost. He gave up his being. When he gave himself, he gave his whole being. He gave his existence. He said, I commend my spirit. He gave up his ghost. He died for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity. In 1 Corinthians 11, he said, this is my body broken for you. One of these days we're going to enter into that. When he gave himself, he gave his body. He gave his existence, his being, his body. He said, this is my blood shed for you. When he gave himself, he gave his life. He gave his body. He gave his blood. All right, go with me to Philippians 2. Philippians 2, speaking of Christ, verse 6, it says, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. He gave his place. He gave his reputation. He gave his reputation. When he gave himself, he gave up where he was. And he gave up the honor and he gave up the recognition. He gave up his reputation of who he was. That's amazing. He gave up his reputation. So when he gave himself, he gave his ear, he gave his word, he gave his mind, he gave his heart, he gave his love, he gave his hand, he gave his name, he gave his life, he gave his body, he gave his blood. He gave his honor. The honor of his place. The honor of his reputation. Let me give you one more. This one is no more amazing than the rest. They're all amazing. But this one is amazing. All right? This one is amazing. Go to Revelation 21. Revelation 21, verse 9, it says, and there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, watch verse 11, having the glory of God. He gave His glory to her. He gave His glory to her. I could not possibly enter into what that means. I could not. I couldn't even begin to enter into what that means. God's glory is a subject that is too wonderful for me. It's just too wonderful. David said it's so high, I can't attain to it. I could never attain to it. But this is what our Lord Jesus Christ said to His Father in John 17, verse 22. This is what He said. He said, "The glory which Thou gavest Me, I have given them." That's amazing. The glory. You know, we talk about His glory. He said, "The glory that You've given Me, I've given them, that they may be one even as We are." Here's the point. He truly gave Himself. He truly gave Himself. He did not just sacrifice Himself for His people. He gave Himself. He gave all that He had, most definitely. He absolutely did. Everything that He had, He sure did. Though He was rich, yet for your sake, He became poor, that you, through His poverty, might be rich. He most definitely, most certainly gave all that He had, but infinitely more than that. He gave all that He is. All that He is. He gave Himself. And that's glorious. And this is the only response that any believer, any child of God can have to that kind of news. This is the only response. It's the response that Paul gave back in Galatians 1. Go with me there and we'll close with this. All right, back to Galatians 1. Verse 4, he said, "Who gave Himself for our sins, that He might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father." Now here's the only response we can have. "To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." To whom be glory. One of these days in glory, we're going to enter into what it really means that He gave Himself. We're going to really see just what He gave for us. And in that moment, we're going to truly cry, "To God be the glory for the great things that He's done. To whom be glory forever." We sing right now, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me." We've never entered into the half of it. We've never entered in. We're going to see amazing, what an amazing gift. What an amazing sacrifice. What an amazing offering of Himself to a wretch like me. Amazing. Thank God He gave Himself. Thank God. All right, stand together with me.